Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Listen to the Cave Radio Show with your host T Smiley and Big Joe, right here on We Talk Radio. Guys are up next is more hot topics right here on the Cave Radio Show.
Let's get it.
You're moving it right.
Yeah.
It's this exercise.
Detroit.
I'm touching.
Let's get it.
Tonight.
Confident.
I'm moving with you. You're moving it right.
Back.
If this is the sign, I'm touching tonight.
G1.
I'm moving with you.
So you. Getting high, girl. You're trying to bend your face. You're trying to find a place a little cooler. Don't nobody give a damn about the fact that your Superman girl ain't holding this ball and to the floor. Truth be told, I find it a little sexy that you gotta stop and move the hair from your face. Roughly about every 5 steps. Love the way you out of breath. Lips open, gasping for more.
You're moving it right. If this is the sign, I'm touching tonight. I wanna meet you. You're moving it right. If this is the sign, I'm touching tonight. I wanna.
body, baby. And your tattoos turning 3D. Stimulate, sweat, lady. Let me help you shake them sweat beads off. My technique is cold, girl. Come on, let me show ya. Stand right here and move your body. I won't ignore any place that make your mama mad, baby. But girl, don't get it fucked up. I'm just a laid back guy. Go ask your mama about my kind. I'm gonna do my thing, baby.
Smiley, I believe I have my partner in crime, Big Joe. What's going on, brother?
What's going on with you this morning?
Man, we just blessed to be here on this Saturday morning. This is the Cave Radio Show. I am excited to be here today, man. We've been dealing with a lot of things in this past week as far as the Capitol. We're definitely going to continue a conversation with that. We're not going to go deep in it, but I do want to get everybody's opinion that's on today. I want to get everybody's opinion, see how they're feeling, see what they have to say about everything that's going on. And, of course, you know, we're going to hit a little bit of sports, too, as well. Big Joe, I believe you sent the article about James Harden. That's been the talk of the NBA as of late, you know. I believe he got traded to the Brooklyn Nets. Am I correct?
That's the last report that I've heard on him was that he got traded to Brooklyn.
Yeah, the way he did that was, you know, I'm not a big James Harden fan, but you know, when you got money and you believe your talent is beyond everybody else, man, you do anything to get traded to a contender. You know what I mean? He want to win, which is not bad. You know, he want to win, but you know, you have to look at all the people that's came to Houston and try to help him win. I think he had issues with Russell Westbrook as well as Who else was on that? Oh, Chris Paul. You know, they both played alongside of him, and I guess it wasn't what they thought playing with James Harden. You know, he wanted to be the star of the team, so you know, he had issues in that particular area. I don't know. What do you think about that?
First off, I kind of felt like Russell Westbrook and Harden was always going to have a problem.
Right.
Both of them seemed like they hogged the ball a little bit.
Yeah. But you know, I believe all that started when they all played together, him, Durant, and Russell, when they were all in Oklahoma. So, you know, I don't know if it was bad blood then or they didn't get along then, but, you know, I guess that, you know, that chemistry wasn't always great, you know what I mean?
You know, and you kind of thought it would be, but, yeah, it just seemed like it just never fit. It just never fit completely.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see how you know, they work together in right now in Brooklyn. Seeing the fact that Brooklyn is now considered a big three team. You know, they have him, Durant, and missing Kyrie Irving. And we'll talk about that too. Kyrie Irving, he hasn't played in, I think this is his ninth game, eighth game or something like that going on where he hasn't been showing up to games or anything. So I don't know if he's wanting to trade or what's going on with him, but I believe I seen where Kyrie was reported spotted at a nightclub celebrating his father and his sister's birthday. So I don't know if that's the real reason why he's not going to the games, or, you know, if it's, you know, money issues or what. But, you know, Kyrie, you know, that's, to me, he's in my top five point guards, and to see him not playing, I wonder, does that affect his money? Because they're looking at, if he's neglecting his contract, they're looking to stop paying.
That's one of the whole thing about a contract. You gotta uphold your end of the bargain.
Right. Listen, we have some more. We have some listeners that's on the line. If you guys want to talk, if you guys wanted to comment on anything on this topic that we're talking about, hit the number one on your phone, and we can bring you in and we can have a conversation about you know, this topic. 563-999-3456. Hit the number one, and I can bring you right on in. So I do believe we have some listeners that's on right now that may want to talk. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. We can, you know, we can continue the conversation. But I do want to get everybody's opinion on the Capitol Hill riot. Now, we've been talking about this all week, and I wanted to get you guys' point of view on that because, you know, as we all know, you know, that was – Trump supporters, and if we had Black Lives Matter, if we had people out there of color, you know, would it be the same outcome? Would we have seen a lot more killing besides the five people that got killed? You know what I mean? If it was Black people, I think it would have been a whole lot more deaths on there. We do have a caller that's wanting to speak. I believe. Hello, caller. How are you doing?
T. Smiley, it's your boy in Heartland, Texas, calling in. First time listening to the show. I want to talk a little bit about the riot that took place off up in Capitol Hill.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, it was a sad day in America, man. Sad day in America. It's all that, you know. Sad day all across the board. I mean,
yeah,
I heard you say that if it was Black folks a lot of us will be dead. But, you know, I have to be honest with you. You know, thugs come in all shape, forms, sizes, and colors, you know, just being honest. You know, I was telling somebody, I said, man, it's sad that as I was reading and looking around, you know, they said that I believe one person got killed. A lot of arrests were made outside. You know, they came ready, you know, like any strategical plan to get ready to put in work. You know, it's sad. But a lot of black folks, yeah, I agree with you 100%. If it was, I wouldn't even say Black Lives Matter. It could have been Crips, Bloods, you know, any type of gang, you know, Mexicans, blacks, or whatever. Yeah, we would have been took out quick, fast, and hurry. Wouldn't have been no tear gas. It would have been straight bullets, water hoses, dogs. You know, I guess they used a lot of the water and dogs back in the 60s and the 70s, so they didn't have enough dogs, you know, at the time for you know, for these white folks. But that's all I got to say.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you this, like, do you think the FBI is doing a good job of identifying these people and getting these people prosecuted for even going inside? Now we've seen a lot of people that was doing a lot of different things, but what about the ones that just walk inside? They should get a crime too, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, let's say it like this: if I went and I murdered somebody and I had 10 people with me, everybody has to be charged for that same murder. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not no getting off thing. That everybody's saying is that, you know, the question you ask is the FBI doing a good job? Come on, man. You know the FBI is attached to what took place there off up in the Capitol. You know, these people got bail money. They got bail money already set up. You know, they letting them know, hey, when they're getting ready to come in and pick them up, you know, they're taking their time. You know, they being treated like the cat that was who did the bombing and but when he went into the church and the white boy went into the church and he killed all, you know, they gave him Burger King. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They gave him Burger King. They gave that man Burger King, and they gave him a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. But no, but they gave Burger King, and then with the guy with the horns and the you know, he had on the like the flag material. You know, they even gave him a special kind of guy. Yeah. Thank you. They hooked him up with pretty much with whatever, you know, treated like royalty. You know what I'm saying? And this is supposed to be capital, you know, this is, you know, just like any place, you know, your home is your sacred ground. America, this is our sacred ground. The Capitol, this is our sacred ground. And, you know, somebody expects, and, you know, you got troops and stuff over fighting overseas, and then they look and see what's going on there off up in the, you know, at the Capitol, you know, it's like the work is in vain. FBI is not doing what they supposed to do. Now they ask, and you know, they put out there what was it, $50,000 if you help lead to, you know, everybody in America trying to get a hold of that $50,000. So now you want us to do your job for y'all. You understand what I'm saying? But y'all, the FBI, y'all know where everything is at. You know, it's sad, man. It really is sad. I mean, they tore it up. They got fences. They climbing up, disrespecting it. And that's, I don't know if you saw it, but one of the guys said he had left a note saying that this is just the beginning.
Right. Listen, I want you to keep talking, but I'm going to bring in another caller here.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going on? This is Roy from Dallas, Texas, first time listener. And I've been watching the stuff on, you know, about the Capitol Hill, and the only hard part about it is I have a 10-year-old black son, and he's sitting down watching it with me, and I'm trying to explain everything that's going on and explaining, you know, cop side and people side and, you know, black people from their point of view and white people from their point of view. And it's hard to get him to understand that when we was riding because we was getting killed by police. And when they was riding, it's because they didn't get their way. And it's hard, it's hard trying to make him understand, you know, how I don't know, how it was so easy for them to just walk up to Capitol Hill, pull the gates down, walk through the door, bust the windows, and nobody do anything to them.
Wow, but when black that's amazing. People
died, yeah.
That's amazing. Listen, first off, I want to say I want to thank both you guys, first time callers, for calling in. This is We Talk Radio. We our motto is we talk, we listen, and we take action. A lot of times we, you know, well, matter of fact, with this going on, we definitely don't want to be out in the thicket of all everything that's going on. So our talk and listen and take action is we're talking about it now. We're finding ways to, like you said, explain it to our children that's of age and want to have questions and things about it. That's the way we're going to take action because the simple fact that, you know, we have to educate our own, you know, we have to put it out there, you know, as blunt as we can, because, you know, we're seeing people of high standard doing some of the craziest things, and, you know, we're not even, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, if it was us, then there would not be a lot of news like this going on, as far as, oh, we need to find them, or we, you know, oh, it was only 5 dead or whatever the case may be. I want to ask this question. And this question, it came up because I heard on the news they were talking about who's to blame, who's the person to blame on this, how was this encouraged, how was this encouraged from the leader, everybody saying Trump is to blame. Do y'all believe that? And should he get prosecuted behind this? Anybody want to speak on that?
Well, on CNN, they did say Trump was out there at a rally, rallying everybody up earlier that day. So he was talking up his troops, making them upset. And then he said, let's march down Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's go to the Capitol. Not verbatim saying, let's break in. Let's go to people's offices and tear up stuff. But he incited the crowd, and then they made their own decisions, and he just let them.
That's definitely true. I mean, anytime you got somebody that's saying, oh, we're going to go down and we're going to walk down and our voice has got to be heard, this and that, that's enough in itself to point blame. I mean, you're talking to a crowd and you're telling them, oh, we're going to walk down here and I'm going to walk with you. And, you know, our voice is going to be heard, and we have to do this and we have to do that. And then he turns around and goes the opposite direction. I mean, if you're a leader and you're leading people and you're telling them, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, that's all they need to hear. That's all they needed to hear, you know what I mean, to go down and do whatever they need to do. I heard a lot of people say, oh, we were invited here. We were invited here. Trump told us to be here. I mean, as a leader, if he said we're going to walk down the street and we're going to stand in the middle of the street and do whatever, his followers are going to do that, right? So I 100% believe that, you know, charges or whatever, all this stuff started because of one man said what he said. Y'all agree with that?
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of stuck in between on that. I agree with you 100%, but like I was explaining to somebody, that it started before this day. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's like when you get a group of people together that got the same mentality, that was just really looking for somebody to give birth, you know, to the situation. And so that's why I say I agree with what you said. So it was like a lot of people already walking around with the same thought process as Trump, but it was just he kind of initiated it a little bit more, being in power the way that he is, because, you know, being a black man living here, you know, in Texas, you know, I think it might have been during maybe a couple of days, even right before the election, we were out door knocking, doing campaigning, you know, for Biden to get into office. And man, I tell you, they had 635 shut down with Trump supporters. I'm talking like Jeeps and trucks, and I mean, it looked like something like out of a movie. The way that I'm like, the hate that you could just feel on the highway and you just want to get off. So, I mean, all of these things taking place. So, you know, people, you know, it's like, just like, you know, for us, when the whole Floyd situation took place, you know, we were, you know, somebody just needs to speak on it, and we were already ready to react. We were hot. We were pissed off. So the president being who he is and in power, all he did was just spark the situation a whole lot worse in order for what took place on the Capitol to go forward.
Right. And you know, it's a lot of people are saying the same thing. You know, a lot of people out there have the same opinion. But at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about somebody that incited, a leader that incited for this particular thing to happen. So at the end of the day, being a leader, if you're a leader, you have responsibility. You're a leader of pretty much the free world, right? And if a leader tells somebody to do something, they're going to do it. Why? Because he's the leader, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm with you.
So, you know, being a leader, you know, I mean, it was, yes, everything was already there. You know, their ways was there prior to. But when you get somebody to have a protest or whatever, and he's saying, "Oh, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that," that's like I said, that's enough. Big Joe, what are your thoughts on that? I want to get your thoughts on it. Big Joe, what you got for me?
First off, if it was that many black people charged in Capitol Hill, y'all know we wouldn't make it that far.
Right.
And the definite part is you wouldn't have police officers taking selfies.
Correct.
Which I think as far as what the FBI is doing, some of their tactics I kind of agree with. Everybody that stormed Capitol Hill was placed on a no-fly list. That in a way it's pretty smart in a way. Do you consider them terrorists? What would you do if it was a bunch of Hispanics, or if it was a bunch of blacks, or Arabs, how would they get charged then?
That's
a slap on the wrist.
No, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I was just gonna say that was a good question. No, I was just gonna say that was a, that was good. I'm listening. Go ahead.
But seriously, how would they be charged if they wasn't Caucasian? It is one of the things also that bothers me is the way they were able to get into Capitol Hill. They were able to get into the actual house, the actual building. If we find out that anybody actually let them in, should they face the same charges that these people who came in and did all of this face?
Wow. Because I seen in the news where, you know, they were showing videos and everything, and they showed how they was getting in. I mean, you had some police officers that was flagging them in, like as if they was at the airport bringing in a plane to their spot. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I didn't really see gates knocked down. I seen gates that was pretty much open. There were some that was knocked down, yes, but you have some that were opened up by some police officers. Like you said, they was out there taking selfies with some of them. So should they get the same charges as the people that went in? I 100% agree. Yeah, they should.
T. Smiley, I want to jump in here because I like the question that Big Joe asked.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna shoot it back. He, I believe he asked the question, if I'm not mistaken. He said, do you think the people who, the way that they attack or the way that they attack the Capitol, do you think that they were terrorists?
More so, would that be considered a terrorist act? We knew
they were citizens.
You know what I mean? We know they're citizens.
Right.
But regardless to them being citizens, wouldn't that be considered a terrorist act?
I agree with you 100%. Because the thing is if I'm a citizen of the United States I'm a citizen of the United States, but you know, I practice Muslimic beliefs for Iranian, you know, whatever the case may be, and I storm Capitol Hill, but I, you know, this is my belief as something else, I'm considered a terrorist. So I believe the people who attack and did what they did were no longer Americans at this point. They were terrorists because they went in to terror. They actually terrorized a lot of people.
They went in to terrorize people. They had people in the house that had their guns drawn to try to protect themselves. They were specifically looking for people.
Right.
Calling them out by name. They weren't looking for them to say hi.
Right.
They wasn't trying to take a selfie with them.
Right.
They were trying to do some bodily harm. So would they not be considered a terrorist act?
Didn't one of the guys have zip ties?
But I wouldn't doubt it. But even if we would go that route, does that consider what the president did treason?
Mm.
Correct.
Mm.
Almost genocide, if you will, because you're putting Americans against Americans. So would that not be considered treason?
Mm.
again, he did not say we're going to go down here and we're going to hunt down Nancy and we're going to hurt people. He didn't say none of that. He said we're going to let our voice be heard and we're going to march. We're going to walk. I'm going to be right there with you. We can talk all that. We can say all we want to about him not going. But if we be realistic, when Martin Luther King said the first time, let's go march, he didn't go.
Right. Right. Yep.
He wasn't there when he was there the second time, but he wasn't there the first time when he was rallying and telling people to go. He did not say to go and harm these people. So that's the thin line. That is the thin line. But if he said anything by taking it by force or then that's where the line has been crossed. I honestly didn't hear the whole rally, so I can't really speak on what all he did say and what his intentions were. We all know what his intentions were. To delay the process or to make them overturn. And it's funny because it's a bunch of people who feel like they didn't get their way. Who feel like their voice was not heard. I posed this question before. If Obama in his second term were to lose, and we felt like our voice were not heard, would we be able to do what they have done?
We would have did it in our own neighborhoods, voiced ourselves over social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. About the outrage, and probably, but we wouldn't have went to these extreme measures that these white folks did. Just being honest.
What were you getting ready to say, sir? I think the other gentleman was getting ready to say something. Were you getting ready to say something?
I don't believe so. I don't believe. Keep going.
Was it me or the other guy?
I think it was the other gentleman.
Okay.
Well, somebody was getting ready to jump in.
Well, let me do this. Let me do this real quick. We are this is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Thank everybody for listening. People that's online listening to We Talk Radio, and people that's on the phone. We thank you for just being part of We Talk Radio. You guys can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Right now, this is the Cave Radio Show, and we are talking politics. This is a great conversation, and you guys, we can keep on talking. I mean, it's a lot to be said, a lot to be, to talk about or whatever. What do y'all think about the ones that actually brought the weapons? We've seen people out there with guns. I've looked at a report where it showed where they're talking about a cop that actually got pushed out into the crowd, and he got pretty much stripped of his badge. He got stripped of his baton. He was getting beat by his own baton, and then turned around. They was pulling his helmet off, all that stuff. He got beat, but some people in the crowd, they seemed as if they were going to do a lot of harm. But when this guy yelled out, "Hey, I got kids, some of those people that was out there protesting kind of backed off and kind of helped him in that quick moment. You know, what do y'all think about that?
It's still the same situation. I mean, it's still assault on a police officer, regardless of if he got kids or not. It's still a crime. This is what's funny to me. This was not a peaceful protest. But not once have I heard the media call any of our Caucasian brothers or sisters animals the way they would have us. Savages the way they would have us.
Go ahead. Okay, I just wanted to make this quick announcement. If you're on, if you're calling in, call in number is 563-999-3456. If you're on the line, if you're on the phone lines, if you want to come in and talk about, you know, the topics that we're talking about, just hit the number 1 on your phone, and we can bring you right on in. I know we have some listeners on that's called in now. You may just want to listen. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you have something that you want to say or whatever, just hit the number 1 on your phone, and we can bring you right in, and we can continue this conversation. But, yes, I agree with you, Big Joe. You're talking about, you know, it's still a crime. Yes, it's still a crime. We had, I think it was another young lady. She was ex-military or whatever, the lady that got killed, the lady that got shot for going inside of the window. Now, with her training and her understanding being in the military, do you feel she made the correct decision to enter somewhere where she know on the other end of that, you got somebody on the other end of that, if you entering and they telling you not to come in, and you Do you think she felt like she had the privilege to go inside that window? Do you think she felt like, oh, they're not going to shoot me because I'm white? What are your thoughts on that?
This is the sad part about this. You said something about her being ex-military. So
right.
You would think that because she's ex-military, her patriotness, her duty to serve her country would click in and say, hey, what y'all are doing is wrong. You know, I was fighting to protect and serve this country, not to come in through the window. What really?
I agree with what Joe is saying. That's same thing I was thinking, is that by her being ex-military, and I know we all know pretty for sure that she wasn't the only ex-military person or active military personnel there storming, you know, the Capitol. And for her to enter in the way that she did, her life got took. But, you know, think about it. If you're entering into anybody else's house, if you're entering into my house or anybody else's house, I ain't give you permission, then, you know, you're going to get gunned down. You know, that's just the day and age we live
entering,
in.
You're entering into a window, and then you're saying something that's even more dangerous than them coming through the window. This is a retired or ex military officer, so she probably got more training than some of these people that's even in the other side of this room.
Right. But T. Smiley, also, man, outside, I don't know if any of you all actually read some of the articles that one guy had a van. That was just a couple of blocks, and they said he had, like, I want to say over 2,000 rounds, bows and arrows, assault rifles, some semis, and they had caught him and another person, and they said, I want to say they made like 80 arrests outside before the attack, because people traveled from Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and they were armed up, getting ready to do some damage.
You know what? Go ahead, T. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't hear anything about that. But you know, I'm telling you, man, it's new stuff coming out. It's been coming out ever since then. So, you know, that right there, man, that says a whole lot. You know, people had killing on their mind. You know, they had murder on their mind. You know what I mean? Just because they didn't get their way, they felt like their voices wasn't heard. So, you want to bring in all these weapons to get rid of who? You know what I mean? To do what? You know, at the end of the day, you know, a win is a win, a loss is a loss. You have to move on despite everything that's going on. But does that mean take somebody's life when you can't get your way? Like you said, I think it was DeMichael, I think you said something about, you know, it's bigger than it was already bigger than, you know, this election. You know, we're talking about race, you know, we're talking about, you know, things that was done prior, you know, in the past and stuff like that. People feel like they want to go back to the way it was back in, what you said, the 60s, 70s, 50s, right, way back prior to that. You know, these people just want to have control, even if they're wrong, they want the control.
I guess one of the questions that I want to shoot to both of y'all is do you think that this was an act of civil war?
That's kind of a hard one, because we can see, but there's so much that we don't see, if that makes any sense. To say civil war or a color, I don't know if it's at that point yet. It is definitely the beginning stages. I don't think we're at that point yet. It is amazing because if we really look at this, we really get to see how many people in America really believe and think like Trump really believes and think. You know, we called him a bad man and we knew he was prejudiced and all of these things. And look at how many followers think just like him. It's almost like an unmasking, if you will. A lot of these people, we wouldn't have seen them for who they really are. Again, I think it could definitely be the beginning, but I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that we were there. I'm like, it's the beginning. Like you said, it's the beginning, because if you go back and you look at when he won, when he did win, the exposure of the people that were coming out of the woodworks, and to support him and his ways, and not even just, you know, this campaign right here, a lot of people, a lot of black folks jumped ship from the Trump campaign because I know I had a couple of buddies, and they were like, "Hey, old number 45 is gonna win again," and I'm like, "Man, I don't think so." I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying, you know, with the whole business aspect of things, but what I believe what his motive was in a certain way to expose those that think the same way, have been thinking the same way, want the good old boy system to come back off of into play, for minorities to stay minorities, for things to kind of take a fall back, just like, you know, when he's like, "Oh, we'll build the wall and all this other stuff," you know. But at the same time, by this happening and all the failed events that were really successful due to hate being exposed more, it took off. It really did. It took off to a whole nother level. To a whole nother level. I mean, people on your job, coworkers that you're working with, you know, "Oh yeah, man, I support Trump. He's this, he's that." And when you ask some of them, "So how do you feel about what took place?" Some of them don't see anything, didn't see anything wrong with it. It was just entertainment for what took place. And you see more and more people, they're starting to wear the Confederate flag shirts in and around town. And it's like, okay, it's okay for me to be me and okay for me to be you. And who was it? I have a son. He is, I think, 15 years old. And we couldn't find the person, T-Smiley. We was in the grocery store at Walmart here in Singleville. I think it was Singleville. And my son name is Darius, and he said, Biden 2021. And all of a sudden you heard a white woman say, "You need to teach your son some manners." And he kept saying it, "Biden 2021. He needs to shut up." We couldn't find him in the store. Yeah. We couldn't find him in the store. And he kept saying it louder and louder. And I was like, "Dude, just stop." And the lady, she was like, I could hear her. She was saying it. And somebody else jumped in, and there were some aisles over. And you could hear her saying, you need to teach that boy some manners." And I was like, "Boy, you know what the word boy does, you know, to some of us, you know." I'm like,
"Yeah, can't do that.
Who is this person?" So, but yeah, that I just had to ask that question about the Civil War. But yeah, I agree with Joyce. It is the beginning. It's the beginning, the stage of some strategic moves that are already in play.
Right, right. Listen, we are almost out of time. I want to thank everybody that called in, new listeners, new callers that called in. Listen, I appreciate you guys for calling in. Just want to thank everybody for being a part of We Talk Radio right here on We Talk Radio, the K Radio Show. Listen, new callers, everybody that's out there, you guys don't want to miss Mind, Body, and Soul tonight at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with our host, Big Joe. Tomorrow you can check out our brand new day with Miss Emily Blue on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Monday, if you guys want to continue the conversation that we're having today with the politics and everything that's going around on Capitol Hill, tune in on Monday, the Kia D Unplugged Show, Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we will continue. You know, you guys, you know, we want to continue and bring the news, bring updates of what's going on around the world. At this time, I want to ask Big Joe to pray us out. Big Joe, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. Heavenly Father, we come in the most humblest way we know how, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Heavenly Father, we say, step in right now. Not only step in, but have your way. Fix what needs to be fixed. The wrongs, not only in our lives, but in Capitol Hill, in the world. Heavenly Father, bring love back to us. Let us thrive in it. Let us learn in it. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise. Heavenly Father, if there's anyone that don't know you that is listening right now, I ask that you come into their heart right now. Sit with them, Heavenly Father, and teach them your way. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Listen, check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Check us out at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and when you go to YouTube, check us out at YouTube, but check us out at We Talk Radio Network on YouTube. Thank you guys for tuning in to We Talk Radio right here on the Cave Radio Show. This is your boy T Smiley and Big Joe. Y'all have
right
a good
here.
Rest of y'all
hey.
Day on Saturday.
T.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We don't even have time. Next week, if we can get the same gentleman and more gentlemen to call in, I want to talk about next week if we can. I want to see where your mindset really is on the being able to carry a gun.
Okay.
Having a concealed weapon out in the open. Is it really a good thing to be able to carry your gun everywhere you go?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes, we will do that. We will definitely do that. I will try to get him back on next Saturday. Actually, I'll try to get him back on maybe on one of your shows too. I've known that gentleman for a very long time, so I'm sure he will be available and ready to speak on that. So we will definitely have that topic on next Saturday.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out. We'll see y'all next week. Well, see y'all tonight, 6 o'clock, mind, body, and soul. Go ahead.
Good night. Well, good evening. Good morning.
Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.